Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? This season on Compiler, we're diving deep into how AI is reshaping the world we live in. Join us for a new season of Compiler, an original podcast from Red Hat. Subscribe now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free. TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship.
Fellas, life is hard. It's always been hard from the beginning. And it will always be hard. The Bible says man's days are few and full of trouble. All right? Ever since mankind fell in the garden, we were told that we would eat out of a sorrow of the ground, the sweat of our brow, and the ground would bring forth thistles. And so it's just the nature of it. All right? The problem we have today is in this modern world, we have movies. And we have television and we have social media that are always telling us what life should look like and how a winner should always be a winner. And then they tell us what winning looks like. And for a vast majority out there, that's not what winning looks like. And it just brings us more down. And it brings men more down. But life is hard, and that's the way it's always been. It's our lot.
It's 44 degrees and it's nice and rainy outside. But no one cares about that. It's not about the rain. It's what the rain represents. Life is always giving you a test. It's trying to give you a way out. It's trying to give you an excuse not to show up. This is my excuse today. But guess what? You gotta have the mentality to show up every fucking day of your life. No matter what life throws at you, it's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life, prepared for fucking battle. I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you, it's your responsibility to find your new 100%. Take it upon yourself to do that. Stay hard.
Doing things that are difficult is, it's as much of a nourishment of the mind as food is a nourishment of the body. I think you need things that are puzzling to you, where you have to find your own human potential in the difficulty of the task and work your way through things. At least for me. For me, I mean, I can only speak for me because I'm the only life that I've ever lived that I'm aware of. And in my life, that has been 100% constant. I am a very happy person, and I have never had a moment where I'm not doing difficult shit.
I think a hopeful message that anyone can think about who's in that hard period or in that start period is that it won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that the dragons you're going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back.
This is all about the quitting mind. So what's the quitting mind? So let's say it's day one of a job interview. We all know what that fucking shit feels like. You have your clothes laid out. You got your fucking food ready to go in the morning. You've been preparing for weeks and weeks and weeks. You show up and you bring your best self. You get the fucking job. Merry fucking Christmas. All right. After a couple months, you start showing up to work a little later. You don't look as good. Your clothes aren't fucking laid out. Your breakfast isn't ready. Your mind's getting softer. We do that shit with everything in life. When New Year's coming up, guess what? don't have a fucking quitting mind. Repetition every day. Stay hard.
Life's hard. And sometimes we don't need men's mental awareness. Have men's mental health awareness month. Is that what they call it? We need men's grow a set month. We need men stop whining month.
Hello, my name is Jorge Gaviria, and I'm the founder of Macienda. We partner with farmers in Mexico to bring heirloom corn products to every kitchen. With my Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase. And it has no preset spending limit, which means my purchasing power adapts to my business needs. My Spark card helps me fulfill my mission of bringing masa to the masses. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Now, I know things are hard for some of you. I know things are extremely difficult for some of you. Things have been hard for me around here. I don't get on here and post it. I'm not going to now. But we all go through it. And that's the reason I'm talking to you tonight. Sometimes you look at people on the screen and you think that's distant and they're separated and they're not going through what you're going through. Listen, man, we all go through it. We all go through it. I've had folks get on here and comment, Dwayne, you don't look good, man. You look tired. You look sad. You look this. You look that. Look, I go through life just like you do. Okay? I have battles just like you do. I stand between my family and the world just like you do. And I take the beatings so they don't have to, just like you do.
It's supposed to be hard. Life is supposed to be hard. You're supposed to think this is terrible. You're supposed to suffer and smile through the pain regardless.
There is no light without dark. I think the ancient Chinese nailed it when they put the yin and yang together. You have the black and the white and they flow into each other, and there's a little bit of white in the black. There's a little bit of good in the evil, and there's a little bit of evil in the good. And if life is perfect all the time, you don't appreciate anything. I actually think one of the worst lives you can have is a life where everything goes right all of the time. If you're spoiled to that degree, especially as a man, as soon as you reach any kind of difficulty, you're going to crumble. So I've had to get up a bunch of times, and I do not pray for an easy life. I pray for a difficult life with difficult challenges to solve and being strong enough to handle them. I've never tried to make my life easier. In fact, quite the opposite. And I think that life is going to continue along this way.
Bad things don't come in threes. Bad things happen, people don't know how to cope, and they allow one bad thing to snowball into more. Bad stuff sucks. The only thing worse is letting one bad thing ruin many good things.
They hoped the instructors would stop running. They hoped the water was never cold. They hoped the weather was fucking good. I don't live off that hope shit. I wish the water was cold. I wish them motherfucking instructors keep on fucking running. I wish the fucking rain. When the ending is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the fuck you are. Stay hard.
Girlfriend breaks up with you. Okay, then you go into work and you sulk because you're distracted, and then you don't do the same level of effort and you're not enthusiastic, and then all of a sudden your work suffers and you get put on a PIP or you get fired, and then now you're fired and you don't have a girlfriend, and then you start gaining weight and you stop going to the gym, and all of a sudden you're like, man, bad things happen in threes. It's like, no, bad things happen all the time, and they only become interrelated if you let it affect your behavior. And so I think the equal opposite of that is thinking, okay, this bad thing occurred. What can I do to decrease the likelihood something else bad occurs in the meantime? And then boiling everything down to activities or the actions that I have to take.
It won't be easy. It will be hard because life is hard. That's what life is. And these challenges that you face, they're going to do their best to take you down. Do not let them. Stand up, dig in. Line up those problems and confront them, face them, fight them. Do not let them bring you down. In fact, let those challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you. Let their demands and their trials make you stronger. Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow. So in the future, you look back at these struggles and you say to them, thank you. You made me better.
Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? This season on Compiler, we're diving deep into how AI is reshaping the world we live in. Join us for a new season of Compiler, an original podcast from Red Hat. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Jorge Gaviria, and I'm the founder of Masienda. We partner with farmers in Mexico to bring heirloom corn products to every kitchen. With my Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase. And it has no preset spending limit, which means my purchasing power adapts to my business needs. My Spark card helps me fulfill my mission of bringing Masa to the masses. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.